Dear children, welcome to third module of chapter 10, Reaching the Age of Adolescence. Hormones. The changes which occur at adolescence are controlled by hormones. As you know that hormones are chemical messengers secreted from endocrine glands and acts upon their target through bloodstream. The male hormone or testosterone begins to be released by the testes at onset of puberty. This causes changes in boys about such as growth of facial hair and other changes. Once puberty is reached in girls, ovaries begin to produce the female hormone or estrogen, which makes the breast develop. Milk secreting glands or mammary glands develop inside the breast. The production of these hormones is under the control of another hormone secreted from an endocrine gland called pituitary gland. As you know that pituitary is also called master gland. Role of initiating reproductive function as given in the figure 10.3 of your textbook. Endocrine glands release hormones into the bloodstream to reach a particular body part called target site. The target site responds to the hormones. There are many endocrine glands or ductless glands in the body. Now we move on to the reproductive phase of life in humans. Adolescents become capable of reproduction when their testes and ovaries begin to produce gametes. The capacity for maturation and production of gametes lasts for a much longer time in males than in females. In females, the reproductive phase of life begins at puberty, that is 10 to 12 years of age, and generally lasts till the age of approximately 45 to 50 years. The ova begin to mature with the onset of puberty. One ovum matures and is released by one of the ovaries once in about 28 to 30 days. During this period, the wall of the uterus becomes thick so as to receive the eggs in case it is fertilized and begins to develop. This results in pregnancy. If fertilization does not occur, the released eggs and the thickened lining of the uterus along with its blood vessels are shed off. This causes bleeding in women, which is called menstruation. Menstruation occurs once in about 28 to 30 days. The first menstrual flow begins at puberty and is termed as menarche. At 45 to 50 years of age, the menstrual cycle stops. The stoppage of menstrual cycle is termed as menopause. Initially, menstrual cycle may be irregular. It may take some time to become regular. Menstrual cycle is controlled by hormones. The cycle includes maturation of egg, its release, thickening of uterine wall, and its breakdown if pregnancy does not occur. In case the egg is fertilized, it begins to divide and then gets embedded in the uterus for further development. Now, move on. How is the sex of the baby determined? That is, boy or girl? Inside the fertilized egg or zygote is the instruction for determining the sex of the baby. This instruction is present in the thread-like structures called chromosomes. All human beings have 23 pairs of chromosomes in the nuclei of their cells. Two chromosomes out of these are sex chromosomes, named X and Y chromosomes. Others are called autosomes. A female has two X chromosomes, while a male has one X and one Y chromosome. The gametes have only one set of chromosomes. The unfertilized egg always has one X chromosome, but sperms are of two kinds. One kind has an X chromosome and the other kind has a Y chromosome. Now, fusion. When a sperm containing X chromosome fertilizes the egg, the zygote would have two X chromosomes and develop into a female child. If the sperm contributes a Y chromosome to the egg or ovum at the time of fertilization, the zygote would develop into a male child. That is the end of module 3. Thank you.